Off-site levies are one of the most important aspects handled by a municipality. Unfortunately, they're also the most complicated, convoluted, and difficult to understand. The vital, yet largely hidden process, ultimately determines who pays for what when it comes to necessary and highly expensive infrastructure such as water, sewer, and stormwater pipes, as well as roads, and some recreation needs. Though largely out of sight and out of mind for most people, it can often be a long-range determining factor on costs that are ultimately paid by existing taxpayers or future residents. The existing system was mostly developed in the decades following the Second World War, as significant growth necessitated a funding model for who pays for what infrastructure between municipalities and developers. Though each province has their own legislation and regulations, they typically take on a similar process. If the entire costs were covered entirely by existing municipal taxpayers, the financial burden would be astronomical for residents. It would lead to annual double-digit increases to build costly infrastructure ranging from water, stormwater and wastewater utilities, roads, fire halls, and recreation needs anticipated for a community to be safe, vibrant and successful. Off-site levies are a necessity in every province to have new development take place. Without such charges, a municipality would be slow, out of financial necessity, to build needed infrastructure, leading to incredibly little development. If you think the housing crisis now is substantial, without such charges the majority of residents would be living in converted vans instead of the few dozen in Canmore's Safe Park program in Vanmore. In Ontario, an attempt by the Doug Ford government to remove development charges, Ontario's version of off-site levies, was rolled back earlier this year after both municipalities and the development sector furiously pushed back over fears of how it would impact taxes and continued home construction. It's rare for the development sector and municipalities to have common ground on an issue, but removing development charges was widely opposed. From a developer standpoint, the incurred costs are mostly rolled into construction costs, with the charges having a specific impact on the average unit cost. In Canmore, the amended off-site levy bylaw has that ranging from $9,077 to $46,388 per unit, depending on the type of development. Each province will have different costs and legislation. For a home built in Mississauga, Ont., a development charge has to be paid to Mississauga and Peel Region, due to its two-tier system, leading to a combined total of more than $100,000 per unit. The final goal, however, is to find a sweet spot that both developers and a municipality can live with, but that both consider follows the law. In Canmore, this is where developers and the municipality have taken different paths at the fork in the road. An off-site levy appeal is rare in Alberta, let alone to have the entire bylaw challenged. In such a complicated, expensive, and time-consuming process, all sides will typically aim to find ways to avoid legal challenges, whether it comes from horse trading or additional negotiations. The contention will play out over several days in front of a provincial tribunal, with the likelihood of a precedent being set for both developers and municipalities the outcome. The town and developers have already teed off several times in court during this council term. From the staircase lands and the multiple layers of legal arguments with Three Sisters Mountain Village's two-area structure plans, all resulting in developer victories, the off-site levy case is the most important of them all. The eyes of developers, municipalities and the province will be on the outcome of the case. Though clarity will ultimately be provided, the meaning of such terms for each of the three groups mentioned above will be different. With hundreds of millions in costs, and hundreds of billions when throwing future off-site levy deals across Alberta, on the line, the ramifications of this case will have a direct and meaningful impact on provincial residents for the foreseeable future. It will have a clear and definitive precedent for decades to come when it comes to off-site levies in Alberta.